The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to John. The day after John had baptized Jesus, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the gospel of the Lord.
John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If your childhood was anything like mine, what you were called would vary on who was speaking to you. And this is because you somehow managed to obtain a large collection of nicknames. My father, my mother, my sister, and my grandmother all had their own individual nicknames for me. All of them were in Spanish, so rather than trying to translate or explain them, I'll leave it at that. We'd just be lost in translation. But to be honest, all these little nicknames I had growing up, yes, some were annoying, others made no sense, but they were all special. They all reflected the personal relationship and love between myself and a family member. After all, nicknames are meant to be humorous and light in seriousness. They are meant to be special between yourself and another person or a small group of people. And in today's gospel, we hear John the Baptist giving Jesus a new name, a new title, the Lamb of God. And this name is no nickname. And if it was, it's one rough and horrible nickname. But this name, this title that John gives to Jesus, is a statement of the very nature of who he is and of his relationship with us. The name Lamb of God is no sly or subtle name, let alone a nickname. If anything, it is the complete opposite of what makes a nickname just that. It is not meant to be humorous. It is not meant to be light. It is not a name that one just uses between friends and a loved one. Jesus, Lamb of God, is in fact a deep statement, theological statement to get fancy here, about the person of Jesus. But it also has implications about who Jesus is to us, his personhood and ministry. And while John's name and title for Jesus might sound odd, somewhat abstract, and even impersonal and random, it is quite the opposite. Jesus, the Lamb of God, captures what Jesus is to do in his life and ministry, and ultimately in his death. For us, Jesus is not merely a person, a human being. He is not just a rabbi, a great teacher, or a prophet, but God in flesh. Isn't that, after all, what Christmas is all about? God coming in the babe of Bethlehem. And Jesus, God incarnate, has decided to give himself for the service and for the sake of the other, for us. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is the one to whom the Spirit descends upon, like a dove, the one who has been promised by the prophets of old, the one who should sacrifice himself for the life of the world. And if you were to look at the days of Jesus, those old ancient days in Israel, you would see high priests coming up to altars in the Jewish temple, offering animals and incense as a sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins and as a sign of praise and thanksgiving. And here Jesus has come to the world to offer himself, to offer something greater than anything we can find in this world. While high priests offered animals and incense, Jesus offers himself. Jesus offers himself as the Lamb which comes from God. While we can go on various tangents about what this all means, what atonement and sacrifice and all these great deep conversations about suffering and the sacrifice of God means, one thing I can boldly say is that the very nature of the sacrifice is that we may have a path to God, that we may have life and have it abundantly. See, Jesus is committed to this world. He is committed to us, to you and me. If Jesus is a sacrifice, it is not merely for a few, but for the world. In his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus offers himself so the world might have a path to God. Jesus is the Lamb of God, for in his very nature, he is committed to give himself to others, even at the risk of death. And this is very, very important for John's gospel. After all, in just a few verses into his gospel narrative, he gives him this name. Remember, what we've heard so far has been that prologue from Christmas Day. And now we hear of Jesus, the Lamb of God. We know nothing more than the fact that he is the Word of God. And here John says, yes, he is the Word of God, but he is also the Lamb of God. And this is because the Lamb of God, this title, this name, is trying to capture, embody the very nature of Jesus. Jesus' ministry, his teaching, his healing, and all the other miracle stories are rooted in his commitment to the world, are rooted in his desire to be the Lamb of God for the world. And this commitment to the other, this commitment to give yourself for the sake of others' well-being, is at the heart of Jesus. And this way of life, this way of giving yourself for others, is rooted in that love of God, the desire to serve others at all costs, even at the risk of death, has been followed by great witnesses who've come in the decades before us. Whether you're a parent, or a grandparent, or a brother, or a sister, I am sure there are those folk in your life who you would even give your life for. The love you have between them is uncomparable. That love is the love that God in Christ has for all of us. That love of self-giving, of self-sacrifice, the love of those parents who would rather give their child to eat so they have no more food left. That love of complete sacrifice for one's own well-being, for the well-being of another, is the love of God in Christ for us. And that love that is willing to be a risk is the love found in great people who've come before us. This Monday, tomorrow, we remember the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a man whose love for the world surpassed his own life. As we remember him and the many great cloud of witnesses from the church history, from your own life, remember that that love of sacrifice, that love of giving oneself for others, comes from the archetype that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And as we remember the great Dr. Martin Luther King tomorrow, let us remember that that life of self-sacrifice, is not easy. As a beautiful and dear friend reminds me when I vent about the hardships of work and the Christian life, he simply says to me, "Don't be stupid, Carlos. It's not meant to be easy. The Christian life is not meant to be easy." My brothers and sisters, we have Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who invites us into a path, who invites us to live a life rooted in love, even when it's hard. We have someone who is there for us. In the deepest moments of suffering and pain, he welcomes us, for he knows those very moments where he himself gave himself for the life of the world. And for that, let us give thanks. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.